Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok will introduce content levels, a new system to restrict mature content for teen viewers. TikTok will also introduce the ability to filter out videos using designated words and hashtags. An early version of content levels will launch in the coming weeks. China's National Press and Publication Administration approved its third batch of games in 2022, granting a license to 67 titles to be sold in the country. As with the previous two announcements, no titles from Tencent or NetEase were approved for a license. Medium founder and CEO Ev Williams stepped down from his executive role at the company and will transition to chairman of the board. Former CEO of the online coaching company CoachMe, Tony Stubblebean, will step in as the new CEO. Twitter filed a lawsuit against Elon Musk in the Delaware Court of Chancery, saying Musk refuses to honor his obligations to Twitter and its stockholders because the deal he signed no longer serves his personal interests. Court filings show Twitter asked for a 4-day trial in September. Bad news for F-Commerce, aka instant delivery of things like groceries. One of its stars, Airlift, will permanently shut down as of July 13th. In May, it shut down its operations in South Africa and reduced from 8 to 3 cities in Pakistan. Restofworld.org attributes high operating costs and a global startup funding crunch among the reasons for the shutdown. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai informed Google employees the company would slow hiring for the rest of 2022. The company will still hire for engineering, technical, and other critical roles, but Pichai said the company will have to work with greater urgency, sharper focus, and more hunger. The New York Times' sources say Apple and Johnny Ive's design firm Lovefrom have agreed to end their contractual agreement. Lovefrom signed a deal with Apple in 2019, which made Apple its primary client, but restricted it from taking on competitive work. Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation announced it joined a multi-state investigation into the crypto lender Celsius Network, along with Alabama, Kentucky, New Jersey, Texas, and Washington. The DFR said it believed Celsius to be deeply insolvent and does not have the assets to meet its financial obligations. The Financial Times' sources say Snap plans to test a feature to allow showcasing NFT designs as Snap lenses in Snapchat. This will initially be limited to select creators and start in late August. Snap doesn't plan to charge creators for showcasing NFTs and will not handle minting NFTs directly. Twitter reported that tweets about gaming grew 36% on the year in the first half of 2022 to 1.5 billion. Genshin Impact remained the most tweeted about game. New games in the top 10 include Wordle at number 2, Elden Ring at number 7, and The Legend of Zelda at number 10. The New York Times will soon let users of Wordle link their stats to a New York Times account, meaning you won't have to play on the same device and browser to keep your streak going. Once linked, the process cannot be reversed. The Swedish caller identification service Truecaller launched a new live audio app called Open Doors on Android and iOS. Once verifying your phone number in the app, users can start a conversation, which will notify all contacts with the app installed to join. If they join, their contacts get a notification, and so on. Opendoor scans contacts locally, so no data is sent to Truecaller. There's no limit on how many people can join. Match Group will now provide background checks for users of its Match and Stir dating apps as part of an expanded partnership with the service Garbo. Paid users get 4 free searches, while free subscribers get 2. Match launched background searches on Tinder last year. The game development platform Unity confirmed it will merge with the app monetization platform IronSource in a deal valued at $4.4 billion. The companies expect the merger to close in Q4. Unity CEO John Riccitiello said the merger will give developers tools to create and grow successful apps in gaming and other consumer-facing verticals like e-commerce. Microsoft warned of a massive series of phishing attacks targeting over 10,000 organizations since September 2021. These attacks use landing pages designed to spoof the Office Online authentication page, stealing credentials and session cookies, even for users using multi-factor authentication. These are then used to access mailboxes for business email compromise attacks. The Magic Leap 2 AR headset will launch on September 30th, starting at $3,299, with a developer version at $4,099. The headset offers up to a 70-degree field of view with a resolution of 4K at 30 frames per second or 1080p at 60 frames. Inside is an AMD quad-core Zen 2 chip. Although anyone can buy these headsets, Magic Leap mostly positions them for enterprise use. Nothing announced the Phone 1, an Android 12 phone with a 120Hz OLED display, semi-custom Qualcomm Snapdragon 778G SoC, 2 rear 50-megapixel camera sensors with wide and telephoto lenses, and support for wireless and reverse wireless charging. As already shown, it has a transparent back with integrated LEDs that can be customized for notifications. It starts at £399, on sale July 21st in the UK, Europe, Australia, India, and other countries, but not the US. And finally, HMD announced the Nokia 5710 Express Audio, a feature phone with built-in charging case for integrated wireless earbuds. Getting content to the phone might be challenging. The phone runs the Series 30 Plus OS, so modern streaming apps aren't available, although you can load MP3s or use the built-in FM radio. It starts at £75 and comes to the UK in late July. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.